Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to marketing director with the Knoxville Raceway, Kendra Jacobs, as she discusses the Raceway's Christmas in July event coming up this Saturday.
Recently announced that we are going to have Christmas in July here at the Raceway. First off, Kendra, when it comes to Christmas in July, take us through what exactly that means here at the Raceway.
Yeah, I mean, I think we just looked at the schedule and saw that Jersey Freeze and Denison Racing Tees Night fell on July 25th. And we know how much everyone tends to love Christmas, and it just makes people happy. So we thought, let's incorporate that into a Christmas in July celebration this season. So next Saturday on July 25th, you will see a little bit of a Christmas flavor here. Santa Claus is going to be here. So the first 200 kids ages 12 and under will get a gift from Santa inside the gates. The Big Red Radio is going to be out here playing Christmas music all afternoon from KNIA KRLS. And we're also changing our Ralph Capitani Avenue of Champions to an Avenue of Trees. So asking local businesses, organizations, nonprofits, any kind of group really, that wants to bring a tree and decorate it and put it on display for our race night to do so. We'll put out a description of who they are and whatever they want us to say about the tree. And there'll be a donation box at each tree. So anyone can vote on the best tree by donating any amount, no matter how big or small. And at the end of the night, we'll announce who had the most donations. And that business, organization, nonprofit, whatever, will get a free suite for our season finale on September 26th. And all the money donated will be pooled for the Knoxville Scholarship Fund. So something fun to do, a little more festive. It's going to look different when you get here. We know Christmas lights tend to make people just happy, so we are trying to find as many lights as we can in July, which is not easy, but we're going to try to decorate this place up a little bit.
How important is it for the Raceway to be able to provide race fans and all this with something positive amid everything that we've seen so far this year, just all the negativity? How great is it to be able to provide that extra spark of happiness?
Well, every season we try to do one special event once a month. So that way there's a Saturday that's different. This year, obviously, our whole lives feel different. So in a way, we want to try to bring some kind of normalcy back. And, you know, Christmas seems so long ago, but that was back before COVID and coronavirus were everyday words in our society. So maybe take people back to a little bit of happier times and just have a little fun with what the night is.
Now, when it comes to this, obviously, Raceway's already taken steps to keep people socially distant, keep people safe from this disease. When it comes to this night and this Avenue of the Trees, obviously, how is the Raceway going to make sure that people are staying safe and staying socially distant?
Yeah, I mean, we always encourage any fans or any guests that come to the track to maintain that 6 feet social distancing, no matter where you are on property, whether it's in lines, whether it's at the ticket office, if it's walking down the avenue. We're lucky that we have a very big property, so it's easy for people to spread out. Once they're in the grandstands, it's even numbered rows only, and you have to leave three empty seats between any other group in your same row. You know, masks aren't required. They're strongly encouraged for everyone. We want everybody to come here and celebrate and enjoy the races in the most safe way possible.
Now, I know this year, obviously, you had the Knoxville graduation here, and now you're going to be giving back to the Knoxville Scholarship Foundation for those graduates for next year and future. How great is it to be a part of something like that?
Well, I think it's really important to give back to your community, no matter where you are or what business you're in. And, you know, we're lucky here at Knoxville Raceway that we have such a good relationship with the community of Knoxville. And that goes to, you know, the city council, the mayor, police department, to the Marion County Sheriff's Department, and to the citizens of this community themselves. And we know a lot of other businesses in this community sponsor us and keep us going too in hard times. So for us to feel like we are a part of that community is very important to us. And this is just another way that we can get involved.
Is there anything else the residents here in Knoxville need to know about Christmas in July coming up on July 25th?
Well, I mean, a lot of the things we're doing are for the kids with Santa Claus coming, but we're also doing a Christmas attire costume or outfit contest. So we are encouraging the adults, you know, cut off the sleeves of that ugly Christmas sweater if you want to. Wear whatever Christmas clothes you have, and we will pick a winner of that who will receive 4 free tickets to the Weiler Night with the All-Star Circuit of Champions the next Saturday on August 1st. So we are encouraging the adults to get involved too.
Thanks to Marketing Director with the Knoxville Raceway, Kendra Jacobs, for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcast.